Father, we give you the praise and the honor for this moment. Be thou glorified for that powerful word you gave through your handmaiden to the people. We are grateful. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout as you take your seat. I'm going to preach. Not really preach. I had actually told the woman of God to take tonight's message, and then I'll come and just conclude so that I can preserve my voice for the whole of the week, because after the hectic season we have been through, this morning I observed that the voice needed some rest. Okay? But while coming for the service, I had very, very deep burden, which my wife knows. And a major burden I have in my heart is for the right things to happen for people at the right time. That is, if it is time to go to school, get admission and go to school. If it is time to get married, find a husband, get a wife, get married. If it is time to bring forth children, and so on. That the right things should happen at the right time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. There is nothing as challenging as somebody advancing in age. Someone sent me a text message yesterday, very touching. He said, Pastor, I'd like you to pray for me because nothing is growing in my life. He said, the only thing growing in my life is my age. That was very touching. That is called age without change. That will never be your portion. So, very quickly, I am burdened to share very briefly on marital breakthrough for singles. I will start with that and then look at forces for success in marriage, just briefly now. So, we are beginning with marital breakthrough for singles. Our objective is understanding the factors that will enhance marital breakthrough for singles. Under normal circumstances, somebody shouldn't struggle to be married. I mean, when it is time to be married, you should find a man or a husband, as the case may be, a husband or a wife. But when delay is coming, and when things are not happening as natural as they should happen, then we have to employ forces of the Spirit to ensure that those antagonistic forces of delay be arrested. There are three of the factors that, among many others, that I believe will facilitate breakthrough for singles. I am up to the age to marry as a man or as a woman. What counsel do I receive? Number one, seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Make God's kingdom your priority. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Anything that is good for life, a husband, a wife, a house, cars, just seek first the kingdom of God. Bury yourself in kingdom assignment. And in case you say, I am already doing the work of God, ask the Lord, is there something, a dimension of your work you want me to do that I am not doing? Is there an extent of that work you want me to do I am not doing? Maybe the Lord may want you to extend your tentacle into other branches of His assignment. In case your husband is waiting in some other branches. I know people here who are in the choir, they are in the prayer band, they are even in the sanctuary department, things like that. But First thing is, bury yourself in kingdom assignment. That was how I found my wife. We were together, buried in kingdom assignment. Assignment brought us together. Just lost in serving God as young men in the university. Young man and young girl. Seek first the kingdom of God. Number two, find out divine instruction to obey. Find out specific divine instruction to obey. I realize that instruction is the end of frustration. If there is any area of life where you are experiencing frustration, in all probability, there is an instruction that will end that frustration. Peter was facing frustration at the lake of Gennesaret, at the lake. And Jesus asked him, gave him an instruction. He followed that instruction, and that terminated the frustration. In Psalm 68, verse 6, he said, God settled the solitary in families, the lonely. I am lonely. I'm trusting God for a husband and a wife. God places them in families. And he brings out those that are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. They remain solitary. They remain on their own. So rebelliousness will further the wilderness existence of people. Lord, is there any area of life where I am rebellious? Show it to me. Young sister, young brother. Lord, it's possible that my getting married is tied to an instruction. It's tied to something, an admonition I should obey. What is that instruction? What is that admonition? What would you have me do? Now, as simple as what you are hearing is, I believe that that could mark the end of somebody's frustration forever. Just an instruction. I had already found who to marry, and there was no date. And my mother asked me one day, said, when are you getting married? I said, I'm not sure yet. He said, no, you don't function like that. Give it a date. And she said, whatever has no date may not come to pass. If you want it to come to pass, give it a date. Wow. I never heard that before. I gave it a date, that instruction. And the wedding and the marriage and everything came to pass in that season. Find out the specific instruction to obey. Number three, walk in divine favor. Seek God's kingdom first. Find out specific divine instruction to obey. And walk in divine favor. Proverbs 18:22. This is what the Bible said. It said, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. If you find a wife, and his wife indeed, not knife. You find a husband, and his husband indeed, not house band. Not the bondage that binds you in the house. He says, it takes favor. It takes favor. To marry and marry well takes the favor of God. To marry the good wife takes the favor of God. To marry a good husband takes the favor of God. So I said what? Number three, walk in divine favor. Somebody will be asking me, but Pastor, it is God who will give me favor. How do I walk in divine favor? I will show you seven ways to walk in divine favor. Because divine favor can be activated. It can be activated. There are things you do that makes favor natural. How do I walk in divine favor? Number one, maintain his presence. Genesis 39 verse 2 and in verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man and he found grace in the sight of the Egyptian in verse 3. And if you go to verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. Just ensure that no matter what you do, the feelable, tangible presence of God is with you permanently. That favor will bring you, will cause you to be an attraction that will pull the right man into your life. Number two, maintain quality character. Character is a way of favor. In Esther chapter 2 verse 15, after Esther displayed quality character, everyone who saw Esther looked upon her and she obtained favor. Maintain quality character. And what quality character in particular? The character of humility and contentment. The character of humility, not pride, not covetousness. The character of humility and contentment will anoint you with a favor that will shock you. Let me tell you, it is not possible to be proud and have favor. Pride and favor are mutually exclusive. There are so many young ladies and so many young men that are too proud to be married. So they are married to themselves. Maintain quality character. That character of humility and contentment. Number four, maintain the lifestyle of prayer. Prayer as a lifestyle. Prayer as a lifestyle. Daniel, the man of prayer, was a man. Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, we saw how Daniel obtained favor with the prince of the eunuch. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 shows us how Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel chapter 10 verse 11, the Bible talked about Daniel, how Daniel was well, greatly beloved. We can go on and on. The life of prayer. Prayer gives you the fragrance of his presence that causes you to maintain a flavor that makes you an attraction. Maintain the life of prayer. That's the C. The fourth one, maintain the life of joy, praise, and worship. The life of joy, praise, and worship. Acts chapter 2 verse 47, they were praising God and having favor. You cannot be praising God and be lacking favor. Don't allow depression puts you in the valley. It's not possible to be depressed and be favored. It's not possible to be permanently frowning and see favor. Some people think that shows that they think it shows. Cheerful people, excitable people, approachable people have more favor than others. Maintain the life of joy, praise, and worship. Number five, embrace the wisdom of God. Wisdom brings favor. Foolishness drives away favor. Wisdom brings favor. Foolishness drives favor. Embrace the wisdom of God. In Luke chapter 3 and in verse 2, verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor. Luke 2, 5, 2. In favor with man and God, with God and man. Anywhere wisdom increases, favor increases. In Acts chapter 7 verse 10, concerning the life of Joseph, the Bible says God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Favor and wisdom. Anywhere you see favor, wisdom was at work. How many of you remember how the life of Ruth was? Married for 10 years, no child. Then husband died. So barren widow. She was barren and then became a widow. Being a widow is a challenge in terms of, oh, she's married before, and then being barren on top of the widowhood. But wisdom, she moved with wisdom. She was not necessarily approaching a man, but she just moved in scriptural wisdom. That wisdom gave her the husband. She went into the field first. Abigail became the wife of David. She moved with wisdom. Even when the foolish Nabal husband was still alive. Wisdom is strategic steps at strategic times, producing exciting results. And if you lack wisdom, you ask God to make the move, the right moves at the right time, to do the right things at the right time. Wisdom brings favor. And favor will make you find the husband or the wife. Embrace the wisdom of God. Number six. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if we lack wisdom, we should ask God. Number six. Release favor to others. Release favor for others. Simple, be favorable towards others. Proverbs, Psalm 18 verse 25. He said, with the merciful or the favorable, thou will show yourself merciful or favorable. Anybody who sows the seed of favor must reap the harvest of favor. Make it part of your life's schedule to be a giver of favor. Do for people things that they never expect. Change people's lives. Change their stories. When your friend is getting wedded, do her wedding cake, wedding gown, or do something while you are still trusting God for your own marriage. Just do something. Sow it as a seed for your own future. Just be favorable. And finally, the seventh one is it? Maintain the lifestyle of love. What I mean here is, show interest in the lives of others. It is a way of favor. Genesis chapter 40, verse 5 to verse 8. Joseph showed interest in the lives of the butler and the baker. That gave him favor later with Pharaoh. Show interest. Don't just be to yourself, like I said earlier, you just walked to church, you didn't greet anybody on your way, you didn't greet anybody on your left or right, you just sat down, service finished, you carried your Bible, and you don't, that's not how to live. That's not a way to survive. Be exciting. Be excited. Be excitable. You may not be an extrovert, but you must carry the temperament of the Holy Ghost. In Romans chapter 14 verse 17, there is a Holy Ghost temperament. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Am I communicating? Say aloud, amen. Yesterday, after the service in the afternoon, we're going, and I made the people around me laugh all the time. So I told the driver, I said, after now, I'm going to rest a little bit. Please let me ask you a question. Will anybody say I'm too lazy if I decide to... if I decide to rest small this afternoon, will it be said that I'm too lazy? This man is too... He laughed. He said, how can anybody think like that? After the schedule you have been running, how can anybody think like that? Praise the Lord. Be excited. Be excitable. Be excited. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So I have mentioned three things to you. And out of the three things, the third point, I mentioned seven things. What was the first thing that I said you should do if you want to get breakthrough? One, seek first the kingdom of God. Two, find out specific divine instruction to obey. Three, walk in divine favor. And how do you walk in divine favor? How do you activate favor? Maintain his presence. Number two, maintain quality character, and that's the character of humility and contentment. Number three, maintain the lifestyle of prayer. Number four, maintain the life of joy, praise, and worship. Number five, embrace the wisdom of God. Number six, release favor for others. Be favorable towards others. Number seven, maintain the lifestyle of love. Show interest in the lives of others. Somebody who heard that, say aloud, amen. Just very quickly, success factors in marriage, or factors for success in marriage. Our objective here is how to make marriage successful. There are five factors I am going to mention in rapidity. If I am a man, I am a wife, a husband, and I want my marriage to be successful, what factors should I embrace? Number one, understanding. Understanding. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Understand who you are married to and deal with them based on your understanding of who they are. The person may appear like a difficult person, but it's just that you don't understand. You see, you want to open a door and you are struggling with the keys. It's because you don't really understand which key opens it. What we are saying here is find the key to your husband or your wife. Just find the key. Understanding. What we call misunderstanding is actually missed understanding. You miss the understanding. When you miss the understanding, you misunderstand. Understanding. If you need to pray, pray. Lord, help me to know who I am married to. Let me understand this man. Number two, wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what works and what does not work. Wisdom. Proverbs 24 verse 3, he said, through wisdom is a house builded. You build a home with wisdom. What is it that works? What is it that does not work? Anybody who is repeating the same process and expecting a different result is a mad person. That's the definition of insanity according to what we heard some time ago. Wisdom. You cannot be doing the same thing that is causing problem in the house. You made that statement last time. It almost exploded in a quarrel. You are making it again. Wisdom. Number three, affection. You love liberally. Love that is liberally displayed. Unashamedly displayed.
Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. He said, set a seal upon my heart as a seal upon thine hand. For love is strong as death. One of the things that cannot be faked is love. And one of the things that cannot be hidden is love. You can't love your wife and she's not aware. And you cannot genuinely love your husband and he's not aware. Love until your husband will tell you, honey, I am overwhelmed with your love. Love until your wife will tell you, I think I'm the luckiest woman in this world to be married to you. If your wife has not confirmed to you your love, you are lying. If you said you love them. That's the truth. They will let you know. No, I mean the most ungrateful person on earth. There are acts that you carry out that they can't hold their peace. They have to say it. Most marriages are suffering from bankruptcy of love. The people are existing with each other like metal that has no grease in between. Love is the grease of relationship. It's the grease of relationship. Some men are iron men. Some women are metal. Steel. Love comes by speech. Love comes by action. Love comes in deed. You say it, you do it. You match words with action. In fact, you overacted. You promise, you overdeliver. Someone say amen. And I will not, and I am not telling you what I read from a book. I am telling you what is practicable. So factor number one, understanding. Number two, wisdom. Number three, affection, which is love. Number four, forgiveness. Forgiveness that is effortlessly given. First Peter chapter 4 verse 8. The Bible said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Let me tell you the easiest way to forgive. The easiest way to forgive is when the offended makes excuse for the offender. You are the one that was offended. You excuse the offense. No. I don't think he really means to talk like that. Maybe there was a pressure on him from the office. Maybe it's like something. I don't know. It's not normally like this. Oh, no. My wife does not normally disrespect me. Oh, she can't disrespect me. Something. Let me get to the root of what is really troubling her. Let me find out what is really wrong. In forgiveness, you despise the action and investigate the intention. You give the action a knockout and get to the root of the provocation. What really led to it? Something is not, it's not deliberate. I don't think you should. I mean, nobody can agree to marry you and then decide to injure you. And then decide to be a pain in your body. And then decide to be offending you permanently. Something must be wrong somewhere. There is a forgiveness where yourself will say, if I was in her shoes, maybe I would have acted worse than this. I think it's pressure of children or something. I think there is something. If I was in her shoes, I would have acted worse than this. That's the root of forgiveness. Am I communicating? It is making excuse. That was what God did for us. We offended him and he provided a solution. The one we offended decided to die.
It is as if the judge judged you that you should go to prison. Then he comes down from the judgment seat and went to the prison for you. That's what he did now. That is what God did. The wages of sin is death. He said, we have offended him and we should die. After he has finished the judgment, he said, okay, let me die the death. If you understand this, and especially yourself understand that there are many things you have done against God, if God should hold it against you, you would have been in hell by now. With that understanding, you just pardon your wife, your husband. Praise the Lord. So the first thing that is very, and this again is a major challenge, why problems keep on resurfacing. People are bringing issues of 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and they are not going forward. So you release understanding, wisdom, affection, forgiveness, and number 5, affirmation. Affirmation. I want to let you know that I'm very, very grateful. I think I just wish that all women can have this kind of husband. That you don't beg to pay school fees. You don't beg for anything. I'm very, very grateful. I think that God should gift every man this kind of supportive wife. Affirmation. Affirmation is lubrication. It's another form of lubrication for manifestation. You want people to behave better, affirm them more. Am I communicating? There are many people for months, husband has never made one comment on anything they did right. He is quick to notice what they did wrong. They are licking their food while eating. Almost cut their finger with the leakage of the food. Yet they can't say thank you. It's his money. If it's his money, why doesn't he enter the kitchen and cook? That's the mentality that destroys homes. Everybody has his part. If he brings the money, the woman says thank you. If she cooks the food, the man says thank you. When the man is bringing the money and the woman cannot say, thank you, sir. We are not starving in this house because you are making the provision. And the woman is cooking the food and is in the kitchen sweating and then smoke and all of that. And the man cannot say, thank you. That is calamity. Identify your role and appreciate the other person for their role. Am I communicating? My wife didn't pay children's school fees. I am too honorable. I feel too dignified to ask her to contribute. I think it lowers my dignity to say that when is the next time you contribute to this house. It lowers my respect. I don't know about other people, but for me, I want to be man indeed. I'm not wearing suit for nothing. I don't have this stamina for nothing. I am man, not woman. Am I communicating at all? How much is the school fees? How much is the money for the feeding? Take. This is for the food in the house. This is for the school fees. This is for your allowance. That must not be spent for the house. Listen to this. Yet, I'm the one who brought the money. She has gone to school and paid the students' school fees and traveled to visit them and done everything. And she returned back and I still say thank you for helping me take care of the children like that. Okay, I have the money. Let me go to the school and visit them. Let me do all their bank things for them. If I tell you some things. Now, credit card, ATM. I don't know how to operate it. I don't know. I don't have the time.
That's to put card inside and press number. When? It is not because I don't want to do it. I have so much to do that there are other people who can do that. I'm learning though, in case I travel alone. So when one person does their own, say thank you to them. When last did a man carry pregnancy? This world would have ended since. If it is men that are to be pregnant, they will slap the nurse in the ward, hit the midwife, push. You too, come and push. Don't command me like that. After the first pregnancy, he will ask the doctor to tie the tube. Tie the tube. I'm not pregnant. I won't give birth again. He will ask the doctor, tie the tube. Tie the tube. Just tie it. This world would have finished since. People would have ended. He won't go to labor ward twice. Wake up in the morning with belly. And he's walking like this. Oh, no. That is why we have to value one another. What man can do, women can't do. So all this feminist movement is a joke. What man can do, woman can't do. That's why they say man marry man, woman marry man. Then they will go and adopt children and say, don't adopt any child, born your own. So that we know that is how it works. And what woman can do, man can do. Muscle can do it. I know that somebody is blessed. Be liberal with affirmation. You are sharply dressed, looking so wonderful, beautiful, smart. You have done well. And that is not to say that when something wasn't done well, you won't say it. But when it is not done well and you say it, it makes more sense if you have been saying what has been going well. But if you only notice what is not done well, you are just considered a wicked person. Be liberal with commendation and affirmation, and be frugal with condemnation. Be prodigal with affirmation. Be frugal, almost stingy, with commendation, condemnation. You can come and say, this and that wasn't well done. But if you do these five things, factors, understanding and wisdom, and what else? Affection and forgiveness and affirmation. God on your side, that home should be good. For every woman here, when you go home, let your husband know that the next meeting, I said you should invite him. Don't say you must be there so that he doesn't think you are quarreling with him. And don't go and say it is you they were preaching about. Everything today, it was you. Don't do that. And now for every man that is here, I have the audacity to instruct you. When next this meeting is holding, your wife must be with you. When one person hears it and the other person doesn't hear it, this one is acting opposite and the other one is acting opposite. The two must sit together and hear the same thing, and there shall be results. Stand up on your feet. Go ahead and give him the praise. Give him the praise. 14 plus 25. That is 39 minutes for two messages. All right. I don't think that is too bad. Lift up your hands and give him the praise.
Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Worship him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Anybody receive something here today? Say amen. Is there any of the singles here you receive something today? At least you know what to do. Dr. Ms. Enenche, I require you to come back and pray for them. God gave you the grace to be satisfied early in life. Come forward. You were 23 years and 6 months when you got married. I've revealed going to 24. Let God satisfy them early. Those who are due for marriage, what you have done for me, do for them. Lift your hands and pray. Men and women, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word to us today. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, for every precious one listening to the sound of my voice, I ask, oh God, that the help and the favor that you granted me, oh Lord, to be married on time, let it be released upon these ones that are in need of it in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of delay. I arrest every sense of delay. I arrest ancestral curses, generational spells, familiar spells. I come against the spell of disfavor in the name of Jesus. I come against the spell of rejection in the name of Jesus. I declare the impartation of character in the name of Jesus. I declare the impartation of humbleness in the name of Jesus. I declare today every spell that has held anyone in delay is hereby arrested in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you open the windows of heaven and you organize and coordinate and orchestrate and bring together everyone that needs to be married together with the right person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because the spell of delay is over today in Jesus' name.
Give the Lord the praise. And now we agree together for everyone here today who is married. We declare peace, amen. Tranquility,
amen.
Serenity,
amen.
Harmony,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Every spirit of delay,
yes.
In bringing forth the seed, today is the end of that spell.
Amen.
Every demon of marital disharmony, whatever has made the man and his wife to be enemies of each other, I declare a breakdown of that agenda in the name of Jesus. Every situation in the home, financial situation, scarcity situation, poverty situation, empty-handedness situation, today it is arrested.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I ask for marital new wine. New wine in the home. New wine in the home. New wine in the home.
Amen.
New wine in the home.
Amen.
I feel the leading to call any man or woman out. You are married. God is helping us, but I'm trusting God, based on this message we have heard tonight, to help us move as a family to another level in marital success, in marital harmony. I don't want to say it so that nobody feels like, oh, you have marriage problems. No, that's not what I'm talking about. It may be, but I'm saying it the other way, to help you. The kind of help that I see in God's servant and his family, I want that kind of help. Especially if you have experienced marital attack, where it looks like anti-marital forces want to make you and your wife like enemies all the time, or tear your life apart. Lift up your hands, everyone, and let's close our eyes so that nobody is opening to watch who is coming out or who is not coming out. But I feel like giving an opportunity. If you're in that category, step forward here. I want help from above. I want to connect with the anointing of God on this altar for my marital destiny. This is for those who are already married, not those trusting God for marriage. Yes, marital harmony, marital dignity, marital beauty. I ask that God, I actually see people coming out, husband and wife coming together. That's excellent. I need help. I need mercy. We need harmony. We need beauty in the home. And help from above. There is enough space to go on your knees. Just make contact with the unction on this altar. That's right. There's enough space to do that. Those watching online, we are trusting the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord for harmony in my home. For peace in my home between me and my husband, between me and my wife. We want to be better. Not that we are enemies, but we think that things can be better. We think that the home can be sweeter. We think that the home can be more exciting, more honorable. Especially if you can see around yourself anti-marital spell, where your siblings, their marriages are not working, and it looks like the same spell is about to be cast on your own marriage, and you are saying, no, this must work. This must work. My spiritual parents, God is helping them maritally. I receive the same help for my family, for my marriage. And for some of us here, God is also blessing your children for you, your children for you. Go ahead and pray. Open your mouth now while we are on this altar. Be in prayers. Be in prayers. Be in prayers. I receive the help of God. I receive the help of God. Now there is space on the side. Ushers can usher them. Instead of blocking the center there, there is space on the side. Go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead and speak to God. Maybe the marital wine has finished, and you are trusting God for the new wine of marriage. 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 Children, as we all make contact with this altar, the oil of God that restores human destinies and dignities, that also restores marital destinies and dignities, I pray for you today, grace to walk in what you have heard.
Amen.
Is released upon you.
Amen.
Grace to walk in understanding. Grace to walk in wisdom.
Amen.
Grace to walk in love.
Amen.
Grace to walk in forgiveness.
Amen.
Grace to walk in affirmation.
Amen.
That grace be released upon you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today I take authority over every anti-marital spell.
Amen.
Every ancestral generational curse.
Amen.
Every power from your father's house.
Amen.
Every power from the waters.
Amen.
Every power from old relationships.
Amen.
That does not want your marriage to work.
Amen.
Help her there. Mahashadada. That does not want your home to work. I decree today that power is broken.
Amen.
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 The Lord is saying I should let someone know. The failure of your parents' marriage shall not be your own failure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The failure of your family, marital failures, with your father or mother, with your siblings, with your loved ones, with your extended family, that shall never be your portion.
Amen.
Powers of the water will never succeed.
Amen.
Powers of witchcraft will never succeed.
Amen.
Powers of the occult will never succeed.
Amen.
Powers of the familiar spirits will never succeed.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
As you live here, both men and women, the first message we heard and this message we just heard, as we put into practical practice the things we heard, may your marriage blossom to the next level.
Amen.
And like the woman of God preached, he says, when the home is not working, prayers can be hindered. I announce today that from this moment forward, your prayer as a husband and wife will answer with accuracy.
Amen.
I decree an increase in the anointing.
Amen.
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 Upon the husbands, upon the wives, and upon the families.
Amen.
So shall it be. And 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 so shall it be.
Right now, every marital wrong foundation, like people who slept with each other before they were officially married, we ask for help from above.
Amen.
See after me, say, Father, I receive your help. And I surrender my life, my family, and my marriage to you. Say, Father, I ask for mercy where I have done what was not meant to be done before marriage and the consequences of them. I ask for mercy and forgiveness, cancellation in the name of Jesus. And every ancestral curse, family curse that is anti-marital, I reject you, I refuse you. Thank you, Lord, for freedom and for deliverance.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
And every marriage, those on their knees and those in the crowd, that is facing any challenge that is marital, sickness of children, joblessness of husband or poverty or scarcity, sickness of spouse, fruitlessness, delay in getting married, fruit, anything that has put the marriage under pressure, today that pressure is over forever.
Amen.
I decree the release of answers, the release of fruit.
Amen.
The release of children.
Amen.
Between now and this time next month, my God and your God shall answer you.
Amen.
And for the singles, the instruction that you need to hear will be released to you between now and the next time we meet.
Amen.
And your testimonies shall be permanent.
Amen.
I call it on.
Amen.
Now I'm going to hear your testimonies.
Amen.
Starting from tomorrow, as the convention starts full blast, we are going to hear your testimony. And we'd like to hear it from you. Now you are going to practice some things right from here on your way home. Affirm your wife, affirm your husband, and do all the things. Forgive them, release them, love them, show them that love, and we shall see your testimony. Send your wife, your husband, the text message. You know, there was a meeting some time ago where they asked people to send message to their spouse. And some people were so confused because the woman received the message, say, honey, I love you. And he said, ah,
is this man drunk or something? Because only in drunkenness will he say such a thing. That is, it was not normal for the man to say, oh, the man has drunk again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, even if people don't believe that you mean it, just keep on. Just keep at it. And just prove that you are a changed person. Prove that you mean it. Prove that you are not drunk. Prove that this is real. And in a short time, it will be clear that has become your behavior. So shall it be. And now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, arise unto a newness of life.
Hallelujah.
Newness, arise, 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 shine. For your light is come. Celebrations, everybody in the crowd, shake the hands of people around you, and create them.
Hallelujah.
Lord, see your love.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
Celebration, celebration.
What can't you do?
That's right.